This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you all the features for free. Those other radio programs want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, there are ways you can do it. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to see how. That's promote.freetalklive.com. There's a lot to talk about here tonight, including a story from the Middle East, Mark, that is, according to you, absolutely appalling.
Yeah, that's the term I'd use.
We'll get to that, but we've got to get to your phone calls here first, because the calls are what the show's about. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's start out with Severin, listening in on the amp line. Severin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Severin, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, last night I had an encounter with the police. Basically what happened was one of my friends is bipolar, and he had a little bit of an episode yesterday morning. And he broke a lot of the stuff in his house, dishes and things like that. And his roommate, who's also a friend of mine, called the police yesterday morning and they came over and looked around. And by that point, my friend had went to work. So then
your bipolar friend had gone to work.
Right, right. So then last night, I went over to the house and was helping clean up the kitchen and stuff, you know, sweeping up broken glass and whatever. And the police came back unannounced, uninvited, you know, because it had been hours and hours earlier when the roommate had called the police.
Got it.
But I was in the kitchen and she just let the police in.
This is the other roommate.
Right. This is the other roommate, not the one who broke the dishes.
Okay.
So she just let the police in, and she was talking to him. Now, normally I don't talk to police, so I stayed in the kitchen and just continued cleaning and stuff while she talked to him. But then one of the cops decided he was going to take it upon himself to start walking around the house.
Mm.
And so at that point, I set down the broom and whatever and started watching him to make sure, you know, he didn't do anything. Like take something or whatever.
Yeah, who knows?
Right. And then I guess he didn't like the fact that I was eyeballing him, because then he came over and was like, can I see your ID? And
asking for ID.
I'm not driving this apartment, officer.
Right. And I told him no. I said no. And then he's like, can I see your ID? And I said, no, you can't see my ID.
That does not compute.
Right. And then it kind of flustered him a bit because I had said, no, I don't think he was expecting that.
Exactly. That's why he just went right back to asking the same question. He's like an automaton. He only has certain lines, and he expects them to work every single time. And so, you know, his programming doesn't have a if-then-else as far as where he can go. If somebody actually says no, they didn't bother programming that into him.
The flow chart doesn't go past no.
Right. And then so then he asked again, and then I responded. This time I said, why do you need to see my ID? I'm not doing anything illegal. You have no reasonable suspicion. There's nothing here. At this point, they had also, you got to remember, they had been in the house for over 10 minutes. And then he's like, well, we don't know who you are, and cops, it's a dangerous job, and you could be anybody, and cops get killed all the time. And
civilians
like,
get killed by cops all the time. I mean, why didn't he walk over and hand his ID to you?
I love it how the police use that it's a dangerous job as their excuse to tyrannize you.
It's dangerous being near cops.
Right. As though whether or not you're going to hand over your ID is going to determine whether or not you're dangerous. If you were dangerous to that cop, you may have already made your move on him.
Right.
Like if you were a threat to him, he's been there 10 minutes.
How is me giving you my ID going to make me less dangerous to you, sir?
Right. Well, when he said that anyways, by this point I was already getting a little bit frustrated, and I have a little bit of a temper, and I kind of said, I maintained fairly well, but I was like, no, you're full of it. I said, when you become a fisherman, then you can come and talk to me about how dangerous your job is. But I was like, cops, it's not that dangerous of a job compared to other jobs.
No, it's not.
And he didn't really like that either. And then he said they were like trying to change their tactics. So instead of asking, instead of trying to claim it was something, then they switched over to, well, if you have nothing to hide, then why don't you just show me your ID? And I was like, I don't have anything to hide, but you don't really need to see it. I wasn't doing anything. And then the one cop came over, and there was three cops in the house.
And it sucks that you have to deal with this because it's not your house. Like, you can't just say, okay, get out of here. It was the other roommate. It wasn't your house in the first place. It was your friend's house. It was the other roommate that let the cops in.
And if you get in a car, then your ass really is theirs. Because
right.
then they'll pull you over.
I couldn't just say, get out of my friend's house. But,
right.
I mean, it's not really my position to tell them. And she did let them in.
So you're saying there were three cops there.
Yeah, there was three cops there. So then the one came over, and I said, I haven't did anything illegal. There is no evidence that any crime has been committed. And he's like, well, you might be Jason. Jason is the guy who broke the dishes and stuff. And I said, well, even if I was, what crime did Jason commit?
And the obligation isn't there for you to prove that you're not Jason. I mean, the idea in America is that you're innocent until proven guilty. They're supposed to assume you're not Jason.
Right.
Yeah, what's the crime? Breaking your own dishes?
Being Jason.
Right. Well, he did say destruction of property is a crime. And so then I had to come back and say, it's not a crime if you're destroying your own property.
Right.
And then they pulled out this, in Colorado, it's the law that you have to identify yourself. Now, that's their exact wording. Mm. Now, in Colorado, it may be the law that you have to identify yourself verbally, like tell them what your name is. But that's not what they had asked me. They asked me for my identification.
Yeah. And even if it is the law, show me my obligation, please.
Right.
And I'll be happy to show you whatever you want.
Well, if you're breaking the law, then they're going to take you to jail, especially in this circumstance.
Yeah. Well, they will.
Right. Well, then it got interesting because they asked me one more time if I would show them my ID, and I said no. And so then they said, okay, we're going to handcuff you.
Oh,
so
wow.
they put the handcuffs on me, and they put them on really tight. I had
now that's
I
an arrest, right? Now, point of information, once the police handcuff you, you are arrested, right? Can they handcuff someone if they're detaining them?
I can't answer that.
I would like to know.
I can't imagine that they could, but they do whatever they want.
This is true. If any of our law enforcement listeners know the answer to that question, I would love to know at 800-259-9231. So they put you in handcuffs because you are steadfastly refusing to show them government identification.
Right, inside a private residence where no crime has been committed, and I'm not the person that they were even looking for.
And this is a very similar story to that.
Well, they created the crime in this circumstance because they asked you to identify yourself, and you did not identify yourself, and that's a crime by their
standards. No real crime. Right, it's not a real crime. But it reminds me of that story. Remember the professor, the college professor that was harassed out by
Boston.
The police outside of his own home and also arrested?
Right, I remember that
thing.
Story.
So it sounds like very similar circumstances, except they were that was his home and this isn't your home. Anyway, go ahead. So you were cuffed and then?
And then they pulled my wallet out without my consent, and the older cop started to go through it. Now, my wallet is one of these wallets that has a lot of pockets and stuff in it, you know, and there's like a little place for everything. Well, the first cop, he pulled out like two or three items, you know, insurance card and, you know, Sam's Club card or something like that. And he never saw my driver's license. But he seemed to be convinced at least that I wasn't the person that they were really looking for. And so he kind of put the stuff back and put my wallet back in my pocket. Well, the younger cop, the one who had handcuffed me, I guess he didn't think that was good enough. So then he's got me handcuffed, but on top of that, he's also holding onto my arm.
Severin, will you finish the story here? Severin, will you finish the story for us here in a moment?
Sure thing.
Hang on. More with Severin. We'll find out what happened here. 800-259-9231, cuffed and searched because he wouldn't hand over his own his government identification inside somebody's private home. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away, including our webcam. The cam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com. You can go to the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com, watch and listen to the show, and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners for free. at cam.freetalklive.com. And MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. They are in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com, your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com. We've got Severin on the line with us here in Colorado. He's been telling us a story about a friend of yours, bipolar, was having an episode, broke some of his own property in his own home. The roommate called the police. You went out there. The police had gone away. The police ended up coming back unannounced later on. Your friend still was not there. The bipolar friend was still not there at that time. They started asking you questions, trying to get you to identify yourself. You refused to hand over. Did you tell them your name but just refused to hand over the government ID, Severin?
They never asked my name.
Okay. They just asked for your identification.
That's correct.
You refused to hand it over. They decided to badger you about it, then handcuff you. One cop pulls your wallet out of your pants.
In an illegal search.
Right. Looks at your credit cards.
Because they're allowed to pat you down to see whether you have weapons or not.
It's called a terry pat.
Yes. But they're not allowed. But they're not allowed to just search your persons and effects and all that stuff. That's a Fourth Amendment violation. That guy's broken the Constitution.
Oh, well, it's already been broken, so who cares?
Yeah, well, he did it.
So the older cop looks at your stuff in your wallet, decides you aren't the person they're looking for, puts it back. Then you say the younger cop decided that wasn't good enough, and that's where we left off.
Right, because the older cop never did see my ID. He just saw a couple of other things that were in my wallet that had my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So then the younger cop, I was handcuffed and standing there. He was also holding me as if I was going to try to run away, even though we were inside a living room. There was nowhere for me to go. I was handcuffed. I mean, I don't quite know what he thought I was going to do.
It's control.
But anyhow, he was not satisfied because the identification had never been produced. So with one hand, he pulls out my wallet and starts to try to rummage through it while still kind of trying to hold on to me at the same time. Money and stuff starts falling out of my wallet, and then he's like, where's the ID? So I finally tell him which pocket it is in, because at this point, you know, I'm kind of helpless. He's going to do what he's going to do anyways. And so he finds the ID. And he looks at it, then he gives it to the older cop, and the older cop looks at it. And by this time, the third cop had already left to go on some other thing. And then the older cop gives the ID back, and they kind of set it on a counter, and then they put my wallet back with the money on the floor and the ID on the counter. And then I guess the younger cop didn't think that was good enough either.
Yes.
Because then he's like asking the older cop, well, aren't you going to run his ID? And then the older cop, I guess, felt at that point obligated to run my ID. So then they ran my ID.
Right, because they want to find out if you've got a warrant or something else like
anything
that.
Anything they can do to mess
you in
with
a cage.
You.
They want to put you in a cage.
Right.
So, and it's interesting that the younger cop is the one who's running all this on you, because people have said over the years that typically the older generation cops are a little more easygoing than some of the more younger newbie cops that are more automaton-like and more likely to
gung-ho.
Follow. Yeah, gung-ho.
I mean, it's a fact. Young men have more testosterone than older men.
Right, fresh out of the Marine Corps or whatever, and very willing to be very obedient to the state.
Busy shooting people in foreign countries for the government.
We'll get to that story. But to continue your story, Severin.
All right. So then they call it in, and then that's kind of the end of the story, because then we're just sort of sitting there for about 20 minutes. I'm standing there handcuffed.
It took them 20 minutes to run the check on you?
It did. It took them 15 to 20 minutes. So at this point, the roommate had said everything she needed to say. My wife was standing there. They have a Great Dane, so my wife was holding the leash on the Great Dane so the cops wouldn't shoot the dog or something. And then, you know, everything was basically said, though, and so we're just sitting there kind of looking at each other for about 20 minutes, and then finally it comes back clear, and then they leave. But I was just like, this whole incident should have never even happened at all, because There was no reason. And also, there was three people in the house. There was me, there was the roommate, and there was my wife.
Did they demand identification from the roommate and your wife?
No, I was the only one who they demanded identification from. At the end of, before they left, they did take the name of the roommate down. But they didn't
ask for her ID.
Is
that sex discrimination, demanding the ID of the male, but
I think it's reality. He was also observing them, so he became the target. I think women get a slightly more of a nod from law enforcement generally, just because women are less likely to commit crimes, and they're not as big of a target. But children certainly get the benefit of the doubt, and as they should.
So, were you released after it came back clear at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they took off the handcuffs, and they're like, as I release these handcuffs, put your hands on your head. So, I don't know what
we've determined that you don't have any criminal record, but we still want you to obey.
Right. So they released one hand, and then I had to stick my hand on my head.
Did they also ask you to hop up and down on one foot while you were at it?
Well, rub
your belly, all simultaneously?
They asked me to do the hokey pokey.
But really, that's how demeaning this is. I mean, they are demanding of you. They'll start by asking, and then if you ask them, are you just asking? Then they'll clarify that it's actually an order backed up by the gun on their hip or the taser on their hip. But it's so demeaning because they want to order you around because they can, to feel powerful. It's disgusting. Severin, any other thoughts you want to share about your story?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, I don't know if you plan on escaping from Colorado someday and coming up to New Hampshire, but, man, that's crazy. It's a crazy story.
I think about coming to New Hampshire all the time.
Hopefully you can – how's your wife feel about that?
She's always lived here, and she's not that hip on the idea.
I see. I always lived in Florida, and now I'm here. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I wonder how many more encounters with the police it might take to convince his wife that maybe she'd be better off in New Hampshire.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that stuff doesn't happen up here. I wouldn't say that at all, because cops, I think the cops in general here are cut above a lot of the other cops in the country, but I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that stuff never happens here either. But there are a lot of great activists.
When you say here, you're specifically talking about the Keene Police Department.
I mean here in New Hampshire in general. But
really? I mean,
you've got activists here who are going to back you up.
They aren't the L.A. police, but I mean.
Russell Canning, one of the activists up here last night, was arrested on a couple of warrants for, of course, nothing that involved real crime. And within hours, I mean, hours of his arrest, like 12 hours of his arrest, there were a good 8 to 10 people out this morning at 8 a.m. to support him. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system you can interact with our listeners. Over 500,000 posts, all for free, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but for whatever reason you just can't be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org, you can get signed up for a monthly contribution or do a one-time thing. cdevolution.org. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex listening in Texas. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, yeah. Well, speaking of New Hampshire, I have a family in Milford. That's in Hillsborough County. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah, and New Hampshire, I think, is a pretty good state to live in. But unfortunately, I'm in Texas. but anyhow, I'm calling about the incident. I'm sure everybody's heard about it right now with John McKenna. And the George County Police.
I'm not familiar. What?
No.
Okay. Well, basically in Maryland, after a basketball game or something with Duke and University of Maryland or something.
Oh, is this the guy that got beat? This is the guy that got just attacked severely by the police and was caught on video.
Yeah, just annihilated. And the thing is, I want to touch on a few points. First of all, this isn't the only incident within recent memory of completely unprovoked attacks and beatings. There's been so many beatings by these, by police officers on women, children, and the thing that's disturbing about...
Are you specifically referring to the same police department?
No, no, I'm referring to just law enforcement in general. I
yes.
think
sure, pregnant women, absolutely. They don't care who you are. They're happy to slam your head in the pavement or tase you or
and
whatever.
Here's the thing. I just want to touch on a few points that they the thing that's disturbing about it is they have no problem lying on the official police reports. They also one thing I find disgusting is the fact that they have. They suspend them with pay, and then if they're found guilty, the only thing that happens is they lose their job. So basically what they're saying
is... It's rare that they lose their job. Usually what happens is they get suspended with pay, and it's rare that they're found guilty, first of all. But even if they're found guilty, it's typically only if they've, like, molested little children that they'll actually lose their jobs. Usually, even if they're found guilty, they'll, oh, you've been a naughty officer. Now you get to sit at a desk for a few weeks. I mean, in many cases, that's as extreme as the punishment gets.
And, yeah, they're rarely ever prosecuted as criminals that they are. And what people need to understand is that this pretty much equates to domestic terrorism as defined by the FBI's memo in 1994. And I'll read it to you. They define domestic terrorism as... the unlawful use of force or violence committed by a group of two or more individuals against persons' property to intimidate, coerce.
Hold on. I love their definition of terrorism. See, I prefer the actual dictionary definition of terrorism because they don't use the term unlawful in front of it. Isn't that funny that they actually exempt themselves in their own definition of terrorism? Well, the unlawful use of violence.
That's how they do everything. All of their statutes say that. They'll include the word unlawful. So theft is the unlawful taking.
Yeah.
Murder is the unlawful killing.
I'm not saying I agree with their definition. I'm just trying to let you know what...
No, I wasn't saying you agreed with it. I just found it very amusing that in their own definition of terrorism, they exempt themselves. Because everything government does is terrorism.
Here's the thing. They have this definition out here, and the thing is, when you tell people about this, I've talked to so many people about this in the past 2 days, and basically when you tell people about this, they have, it's almost like an abused wife syndrome, where they cover for the abuser.
Yes.
You tell people about this, and they say, well, the police officer, that maybe that punk deserved it, or the police officer was just doing his job, things like that. People always love the aggressor, it seems. I think it's something that has to do with the society and the way that we've been ingrained.
No,
through.
Absolutely. The people don't love the aggressor. People love the government. They love the people in uniform and the people with the silly hats.
Right, they don't see them as aggressors.
They have the veil of heroes.
Legitimacy. How did they do something wrong? They're the police. Of course you must have done something wrong if they've accused you of it.
What does happen is when you point these things out, and this is happening more and more with the advent of just cheap digital cameras, is that people are getting inundated. The Rodney King thing didn't do it for me, but as time went by and I saw more and more and more and more evidence over time that the police officers really can do anything that they want, it showed me that the incentives are not proper for a monopoly on force as they have, that they're not properly serving people. I think these same men and women, some of these same men and women would do very well in protecting the public if they were, they would do even better if they were in organizations that were properly incentivized.
By the way, I misspoke earlier. I said everything government does is terrorism. That's not really accurate. Everything government does is backed by terrorism. It's backed
and also,
by violence.
Another thing I want to say is when you watch the video of the Prince George County police officers beating on this guy mercilessly after he was unconscious, and then they lied and said the horse kicked him when clearly that didn't happen. What police officers need to realize is people nowadays have video cameras, as you were saying a minute ago. We're not going to put up with the abuse. And another thing is, in the video,
isn't considered not putting up with it. It's not paying them that would be considered not putting up with it. Not going along with them would be not putting up with it.
I was going to say something else, but here's another thing is that in the video, when I watched it, I saw his fellow citizens and countrymen running away when he was getting beat. In my opinion, what needs to happen, if I was there, for instance, I would have helped out my fellow countrymen. I would have gone over there, risked my own self getting beat, because when you see another human getting pummeled like that for no reason,
what would you have done?
It's your duty to help another human being, regardless of who is beating them.
In what way would you want to help?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to get something for it, but basically, I know I probably would have either been shot or killed, but that would have just proved the point regardless.
What would you have done that would have gotten you shot or killed?
Okay, basically it's like in Kyrgyzstan. These people were oppressed, and they basically didn't put up with it, and the president fled for his life.
And so are you saying you would attack the police? Is that what you're saying?
The police also fled. I'm not saying I would have attacked them.
What I'm saying is
I would have tried to remove the gentleman that was attacked. I would have tried to remove the gentleman that was attacked, and if they would have attacked me, then yes, I would have defended myself. I would have defended another person from bodily harm and injury, and who knows, they could have killed him. So yes, I would have defended that man. I would have defended myself.
I can't say I have a problem with becoming a human shield for somebody. I don't have a problem with that necessarily.
But I would like to point out that it's gonna take a certain amount of incidences for the veil to be ripped off for people. I mean, it took a certain amount for me. It's going to take a certain amount more for other people. They have to see these incidences, and they have to understand that this veil of legitimacy that the government has, being a human shield, doesn't do anything about that. What they do is real
people.
A defenseless man getting the crap kicked out of him.
If he wants to do that, and that's what he feels is the right thing to do, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He didn't say he wanted to attack the police. He said he wanted to shield the
government.
I know you didn't say that. I'm making it clear. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If I say that you said something, Mark, then you can say I didn't say that. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Dale is joining us here in moments from anarchyinyourhead.com. A little bit late, but better late than never. We'll take him here in a moment, and also your calls as well about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for Survival Seed.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features we give to you there are for free. The website itself, redesigned for 2010, the new FTL 2.0 allows you to suggest to us what we should be talking about on the show by submitting different show prep ideas like news stories or videos or blog posts, whatever you want. You can submit it to the site, and then other listeners vote them up or vote them down depending on how they feel about your submissions. You can do the same thing, of course, vote up and down on other people's submissions, and the best, most popular ones will make it to the front page of the site and mean that we're more likely to use them on the air. So go to freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's free, of course. That's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us again at freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls here, though, and you can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Larry, listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Larry?
Hold on, my phone is kind of goofing up here.
Well, I can tell you, but anyway, you sound fine, so go ahead.
Well, we've got some beautiful weather out here in New Mexico, but I wanted to comment on the last two callers, the gentleman which the police entered his house and detained him. By definition of law, that's in what we would call false arrest, or we would call that entrapment. When they handcuffed him, that's considered kidnapping. These guys don't have any authorization by any law to do what they're doing, because they agreed not to do it. Now, a lot of people don't read their constitution, but I can explain it to you very briefly. First of all, it's a contract. It's a trust, which they all agree to obey. All right? And by them agreeing to obey that...
Who are the contracted parties to the constitution?
The contracted parties are the people. People, in this definition, is men, women, and children. And those that engage in the contract...
You could make the claim that it's a one-sided agreement that they swear an oath. You could say it's an oath that they swear to uphold, a one-sided kind of contract. But there's I'm not a party to the Constitution.
Yeah, it really only binds them because they swear an oath to
that,
it.
But yeah. What you have is basically this. Either you have a law or you don't have any law. All right? And so either you're fighting for something or you're actually fighting for nothing. All right, everyone, when the forefathers put the Constitution together, or I should say the Declaration of Independence, it had to do with somebody doing something against their rights. And those were not given through any paper. That wasn't given through anybody's permission. Mm-hmm. Those were every man's rights, which means do not interfere.
I agree.
When little Johnny and little Susie, which we all went to school with, they were not born with no silver spoon, and they did not have a crown on their head, and no document says that they're rulers or they're the authorities. And every bit of document in which they sign, they agree to obey the contract. The contract is that constitution. They laugh at you every time you say,
I was agreeing with you quite a bit up until every contract they sign, they agree to the constitution. Can you rephrase that? Well, maybe I'm misinterpreting you.
Okay, this is what they agreed to. They agreed to accommodate the Constitution.
When you say any elected official, any appointed official. Gotcha.
Okay, any person that's an employee. When you were young, you set your Pledge of Allegiance. And your Pledge of Allegiance was you as an individual pledging your allegiance to protect the Republic. The Republic were those people that you employed or you elected to do the function of running the government.
Well, I can tell you that when I was saying the Pledge of Allegiance is because I was told to, not because I was doing
it. I was far too young to understand the ramifications of what that meant.
You can't live in a free country unless you're willing to fight for it. Okay, there was a young man that said that he would have thrown his life on the line to protect that innocent person.
Before you go on, I'd like to discuss the statement that if you want to live in a country, you have to fight for it. I have a problem with
you can't be free unless you want to fight for something, because I am a pacifist. I don't believe that.
So I believe
that I'm free anyway. And I said the Pledge of Allegiance because adults who were very intimidating and who were actually physically threatening to me told me to do it, and they did it far before I had any understanding of the ramifications of what it could possibly mean.
You were in China.
And now that I understand it, I will not say the Pledge of Allegiance. And
understand
I do not
this.
Stand
if you were in China, you would do what they told you in China. If you were in Russia, you would do what they told you in Russia.
I understand that.
You
but
see,
that's because
the
they
idea
don't.
Is this, is that you were born into a country where you're recognized as a king. You're recognized as the authority.
No,
you're recognized as the government.
No, I'm not.
You could afford
not
me.
Well,
you see, that's the difference in those that read law and understand law and those that won't go pick up the book and understand. Let me tell you who I actually am.
I'm not
going
to pick up the book that someone wrote and proclaimed as,
as law. Well,
would
you go read yourself? Would you go read yourself?
I have.
What is right
I have,
you?
But I learned as an adult to think for myself and not let someone else write something down on a piece of paper and declare that as law. I think law is something that evolves out of the idea that we're all equal and that we should treat
natural
each other with
law
respect.
Is respect. Okay, yeah. Natural law is that I don't come and rob you.
Yes,
natural
I agree.
Law is
and
I do nothing to harm you. Okay, so you talk so much about natural law. Okay, now how can you talk about natural law, but yet you're going to allow law enforcement and everybody else that's just little Johnny and little Susie that agreed to obey a contract to go out there and hurt innocent American people?
I don't.
Okay, let me tell you what I've done so far.
We don't support the police hurting people.
A lot of people standing around doing nothing. Okay, my title is the President of these United States of America.
You're not actually interested in having a conversation,
listen,
are you?
Listen to me. No, what I'm interested in is doing
You'll
this.
Listen to
doing
him.
One thing simple. You need answers? We have the answers. We've knocked down a whole lot of doors here in New Mexico. We're waiting for whoever is really law enforcement to come and do their job. Why? We've talked to them, and they've all agreed. Well, you see, you're right. But you see, they pay us to hurt you guys. They pay us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, judges, are you going to protect the people? Well, no.
No,
if
they're
going to
protect
this,
the system.
Fire me. Okay, what's the big thing here in New Mexico they got going on? Okay, you got a state bar. Okay, the state bar is a private corporation. Okay, have they filed with the Public Regulations Commission in the last 3 years? No. You can't operate a corporation.
What
am I doing? Okay, we got lawsuits against the state bar.
Lawsuits.
Okay, then they have something what?
Lawsuits will be run in the state courts. Course,
let me explain the whole program so everybody can go look at their government. What's the website? Do you have a website
for your organization?
No, we don't
have a website.
The
President of the United States of America doesn't have a website?
Oh, no. Why? Why? You see?
How many people are involved in this?
What you do? You don't need to know how many people are involved.
Well, then how are you supposed to get anybody excited, Larry?
We're all Americans, and we're all awake. What you have to understand,
Larry,
is that
what the hell are you talking
here,
about? You know, you've said a lot of things
about,
that I... You've,
you're
not
going to
get to it in a reasonable time frame.
You've said a lot of things that I agree with and that I understand. Some of it, not so much. But I asked you, what's your website? You don't have one. I asked you how many... You said, we are doing lawsuits. We are doing this. This is what's happening. You're going to explain the whole platform to me. But you can't even tell me where I can go to learn more. You won't even tell me how many people are allegedly involved in your
movement.
Now
you have your opportunity to know what you need to know now. Are you going to take that opportunity now? You see how you talk so fast, but you cause yourself to encage yourself in your own corral. Now, do you want to know what we're doing or not? Do you want to know what the people need to know so they can straighten up their problem?
You've encaged yourself.
Do you want to know that? Or do we want to sit here and argue?
What are you
I just don't feel like I want to know it from you because I don't feel like you have all the answers.
Larry,
I think
why?
You've got a fun little game going on that you feel really good about.
I listen to you every night, and I listen to you talk. Okay, but yet you won't even show me the respect.
Are you kidding me? You've been on this whole segment,
Larry. Okay, is this a control radio station?
You've been rambling and haven't gotten
anywhere.
You guys have
your own agenda?
You know what?
Is your agenda only to feed?
Goodbye, Larry. Thank you for the call. Please.
Goodbye. Is that what you're doing?
My board op is falling asleep.
I'm getting a headache.
When we finish getting everybody, I'll remember your radio station.
Thank you for the call, Larry. Thank you for the call.
The board op woke back up.
The magic words. I didn't utter the magic words. Thank you for your call and the magic hang up work. Please don't get uppity.
Oh, my God, I've got a headache.
I cannot stand it when people get uppity with me on this show about how much time you have. Give me my just due time. And my, you can't, I need more, 20 segments. I need the whole hour. I need, you know.
And you can't have a conversation. There's a continual, it's just this continual rant.
Yeah.
And you try to address something that they just said. You know, this is a foundational thing. You make a comment, like saying that I agreed to come to some contract. I'm like, sorry. Stop, hit the brakes. Let's address that before you go on, because that's sort of key to the rest of your statement, you know?
Go. I would challenge Larry to call into any other radio program. And let's make it 50 affiliates or more. Any other radio program that has 50 affiliates or more, and see if you can get on for an entire 10-minute segment. I mean, it wasn't a full 10 minutes, but it was almost the entire segment.
Are you
that
kidding?
We had him on.
They'll put the President of the United States on for more than a segment.
Yeah. He will not get past the call screener.
There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.